Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Soul Sisters. I'm your host, Jessie Katz. We have an amazing guest for you today. Before we get to her, though, I just want to remind everyone listening, if you haven't already, please subscribe to Soul Sisters on iTunes so you can make sure you hear each new episode every week with an amazing guest telling their story about what it's like to be in their shoes in this crazy industry and in this crazy world. Also, you can watch each episode on Billboard's YouTube channel if that is your preferred method of podcast consumption. There are no rules these days, so however you prefer to consume something, there is some method, some platform to do that on. You can also follow Soul Sisters on Instagram at Soul Sisters Podcast. So you can see goofy BTS pictures of us hanging out in the studio. Okay, so let's get to today's episode. It's with an artist who I respect on many levels. The first is that she's just an amazing pop singer and songwriter. The second is that she is a brilliant music video director. The third is she's a great actress. The fourth is she is known by her fans as the Lesbian Jesus, and she has earned that nickname, in my opinion. Her name is Hailey Kiyoko. She has a new album coming out at the end of this month called Expectations. She's already released some singles from it and some music videos. And, you know, I was super excited to meet Hailey, as I think you'll be able to tell when you listen to me talking to her, because she creates stories in her music videos that are about queer love stories, queer characters, in a very normalized way. It's not necessarily a tragic situation that someone is in love with someone of their own gender. These are very kind of relatable depictions of what it's like to be young and in love, regardless of the gender of the person that you're attracted to. But these stories happen to be queer. And it's just rarely been done before. It's kind of hard to find any equivalent to what she's doing at her level. I mean, some of these music videos have, you know, 80 million YouTube views right now because, you know, people really crave seeing themselves reflected back to them in these kinds of formats. And, you know, when I was a teenager, there was nothing like this. I never saw a music video that was as explicit about these things. And I just can't even imagine how meaningful it would be to a young person who maybe is living in a community where this isn't discussed or accepted as much. But with the internet now, you can kind of search for whatever you need. You can find your online community so you can feel like you're part of a bigger group of people who have similar experiences to you. Anyway, and Hailey is providing that for these people. And I think it's just the proof in the pudding of how many views these music videos get. I mean, the music is fantastic. They're just great pop songs. And she has a great eye for direction. And the choreography is amazing. And there are just a million things that are working well in the music videos in addition to the queer content. But the fact that that is such a prominent part of it as well just makes these very important as well as successful. Anyway, you can listen to us talk to Hailey about all of that. Anyway, but I'm really honored to have had her on the show because she stands for a lot of what we talk about and try to embrace on Soul Sisters. So, okay, new album Expectations out on March 30th. And here's our chat with Hailey Kiyoko on Soul Sisters. Hi, Hailey.
Hey, girls.
I'm glad you're on the show.
I'm so glad. I'm glad.
I'm running ragged and I have no filter. So all I'm going to say today is I'm a huge fucking fan of yours and I'm so glad we're doing this. So let's just like fan out for a few minutes.
Yes. I'm ready.
And chat about how awesome you are. Where do I want to start? First of all, you're like one of my favorite directors.
Thank you.
Right, I want to talk about how important your videos are, how well shot they are. It's like, it was funny watching my colleague like direct you in another video you did for us right before this, because I'm like, oh, he's directing a director. This is a tricky thing. Yeah. Like, she knows how this works.
I know how to take direction because I've, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You've been
on
both
sides.
I was
an actor first. Yeah, so, like,
right, you're like, you're a boss. I mean, because being a musician and having your own music projects is one thing, and you're a boss to a certain extent, but being a director of your own music videos is next level boss shit. You know?
Seriously.
Thanks, girl. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
What was the first video that you directed?
Well, Girls Like Girls, I co-directed.
Okay.
And then
Wait, by the way, so you were supposed to come do the show a couple weeks ago, and then you got sick at the last minute.
Oh, my God. I was so sick.
So I remember checking the numbers on that video on YouTube that morning that you were coming in, and I think it was like 83 million. And now 2 weeks later, it's already up to 85 million.
Yeah. That's
like
nuts.
A million a week.
That video has not stopped climbing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's insane. But it also totally makes sense. Like, of course, people are craving that video, need to see a video like that, because you can't find that. I mean, still.
Yeah, that was the whole point of doing the video, is growing up, there was just no content that was, like, hopeful. Mm. You know, it was, like, every video or movie that I watched that involved, like, any kind of, like, romantic story between two women ended
tragic.
In suicide.
Right. Yeah.
Or made me feel terrible about liking girls.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so I was like, I need to like do something that ended in like a positive note, because there is hope.
Right? Totally.
And, like, and it's upbeat, I need to spread that the whole time.
Yeah. My girlfriend loves to quiz me on my gay roots. She always likes to know, like, what were the early things?
Yeah. And this is what I was looking for.
I remember the other day, we were talking about it. I was like, you know, when Boys Don't Cry came out when I was in high school, my friend and I watched that movie, like, several times in the theater. Yeah. We were, like, strangely obsessed with a really depressing,
she's like,
tough
how many times
movie.
Did you watch
it? Really love Chloe Sevigny. Never really explored why. But there was nothing out, you know? Like,
right. It was
That
hard,
was such a dark film
emo,
to dwell in, but we were obsessed with it like it was a superhero movie or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're holding on to what you can find.
Exactly.
You know? And so that was the whole point when I did Girls Like Girls, and then all of a sudden I realized that people wanted to watch it. and then the views started climbing. I was like, oh, like, I can tell more stories about my life.
Yeah.
And then Cliff's Edge was the music video after that I directed myself. And that was terrifying. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And my friend was like, you've been directing your whole life. Like, this is what you do. You tell people what to do. And like, your color palettes, like, you know, like, this is what you do.
Yeah.
Because I would always do music videos and I'd get an edit and I'd be like, this is all wrong. This is what I want. And like, this is what I've done. So,
yeah.
And then that just kind of started this whole thing. And also, like, I was self-funded and tuned, so that kind of put me in the directorial position of needing to direct my own videos, because I couldn't afford the level of quality of directors that I wanted.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how most people get into what they end up doing. It's like, if you can't get the person that you want, you end up doing it yourself. Or like actors, like, if you can't get the job you want, you become a writer and you write the script and then you do it yourself. And so I mean, that's how I became a director. It's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna direct it myself.
Yeah.
And then so I've directed every music video since then.
Yeah. And it's working.
But how deliberate, or like, how much foresight was there for the ideas behind putting out these videos with this content and the music? I mean, the music had to come first, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you wrote the songs and then you said, here's a video that will go along with it. But were you planning to do to put forth these messages in this way deliberately, or were did it just come out and you said, oh, great, here's
you mean
this
in the
is the artist
or the videos? Because I want to ask about both of
these. Yeah, well, I was going to take it to the songwriting first because that is the first step.
Yeah.
And so the way that you described Girls Like Girls Like Girls is that, oh, it was sort of a happy accident that people enjoyed this kind of thing, as opposed to you saying, I have this to share and I'm going to do it in this deliberate way. Like, what was the process of that?
I mean, just like as a songwriter and like from where I am now, I mean, I wasn't like, okay, this is my plan and these are the songs I'm going to write. Like, I mean, I wrote Girls Like Girls. This is the first song I wrote about a girl, and that was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And then once I broke that barrier for myself, I was free. And I was like, okay, now I can write more about my life. Mm-hmm. And then,
can I ask how out you were when you wrote that song? Like, were you out in your personal life and professional life?
I wasn't. I'm a very closed off person.
Okay.
I'm very private.
Yeah.
So not that. You know, I like to keep my life private. Mm-hmm. So not because I'm ashamed, but just because that's just how I am. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so and so, you know, and then also as an artist, like I didn't go into it being like, I want to be lesbian Jesus or what they call me. Like I wasn't like being like, this is going to be my name. And like,
right, I mean, that's sort of what I was
labels.
Asking.
Like, I really don't. Like, I just wanted to be an artist. And then I realized through this process, I was like, there is no gay pop star. Like there never has been that woman that just owned it and was just like, this is who I am and I'm going to make out with girls and I'm going to own this shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, this has to be me.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, okay, you know, and I just kind of like assumed position.
Yeah.
You know?
But and how long was that period of deciding, okay, it's going to be me? Were you wrestling with that for a while?
No,
or?
It just was like a gradual thing where I was like,
because if I'm not a very, if I'm a private person, this is the opposite of that in a way.
Yeah, it's been a very like, kind of like, oh, I don't really, and it's just been like a slow getting comfortable with, okay, this is important. Like, this is important for me to do. Mm-hmm. And I love girls. I love myself. And, you know, eventually I just want to be an artist and for people to be like, oh, yeah, I love Hayley Kiyoko. I love her music.
Mm-hmm.
I love her stories. Mm-hmm. You know,
is that as exciting as it is when someone says it inspires me, it helps me, it comforts me, as when they're just like, I fucking love your music.
Yeah.
Like they're both.
Yeah. Fulfilling. And like, but if I need to tack on labels at the beginning for people to get to that point, that's just the world that we live in. And if that's what I have to do, then that's what I have to do. So
I think that sometimes we overplay the negative side of a label because it can also be a wonderful way for someone to identify
and
with
I'm
other
trying
human
to change
beings.
That. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I agree with you. Like, and that's the thing too, is like growing up, there was such a negative connotation with these labels and like that's why I was so like uncomfortable with who I was. And like I want to be like, you know, being this and that is like great and like being looking like this is great and like I'm trying to change those words and that feeling and being like, oh, like I idolize this, I want to be like this, and this is a positive feeling. And so I'm trying to change that with through my music and through my art. And then, you know, with the music videos, what you were asking, just like, or have you been planning out like the messages within each video? I haven't, you know, I write the song and I look at the song and I go, okay, you know, what does the song mean to me? And when by the time I get to the music video, I'm like, where am I at with this? Like, do I want to have the music video be about what the song was about when I originally wrote it? Or do I want to recreate it and tell a different story? You know, like One Bad Night's a great example. Like that song was like sexy when I wrote it. It was about like a hookup and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, like I want to tell this completely different story about this kid saving this person's life, you know, and how do I like reimagine these lyrics? And that's what I love about directing is challenging myself to kind of reinvent those lyrics and taking it another direction and then being like, oh, like you can really interpret it something different. And so, yeah. So then within every video, you're just kind of discovering a new message and story. And so it's starting to tell its own story within each video. But I don't like pre-plan like, oh, this is going to affect this. And because I don't really know, like, I'm not doing anything like trying to affect people. I'm doing it for myself, being like, okay, this, you know, that for that video specifically, like, I get emotional if someone like touches my shoulder and I'm having a really bad day. Or like the other day I went to a taco shop and it was like a really stressful day, and the lady gave me a free horchata. It was a dollar, and she was like, no, it's yours, like, you can have it for free. And I was like, gonna cry. I was like, oh my god, thank you so much. But it was like the human compassion.
Yeah.
And so that One Bad Night music video was about human compassion. Mm-hmm. And so like I do music videos about those feelings that I feel and that I go through in life, mm-hmm. that help me get through life. And so I try to capture those pockets of emotions in each video. Mm-hmm. You know, sleepover, I tried to capture like that intense feeling of like yearning someone, and that just, it feels like you're just being swallowed by it. And the simplicity of just that one emotion, mm-hmm. And just trying to capturing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how would you describe the feeling in Curious?
That's a fun video.
It's yes. so fucking fun.
I really wanted to have fun yeah. with that one.
It's like a nice, like, smug little revenge tale, you know? It's a little petty. I love it.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's some revenge in that.
Yeah.
For sure. I was like...
yeah.
So that video, let's just share. That video is about an ex-girlfriend with now a boyfriend.
Why don't we let Haley describe it?
Okay.
I mean, it's based off of a true story. It wasn't a girlfriend. It was just like a girl that I was hanging out okay. with. And so basically, like, the broad scope is I date a lot of women that like are into it, uh-huh. but with society's like pressure, they are uncomfortable with yeah. liking girls, even though they do.
Right.
And I'm like, girl, you gay. I don't care what you have to say.
Well, what do you think it is about you that like, you're so into those types of girls?
That's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother
thing.
All
right, come back for it. I'd like to have that podcast.
But anyways, and then, you know, they wrap me up in their emotions
yeah.
and they start playing games. And yeah. then, so it was like, then, you know, she was like, you know, sleeping with a guy while she was texting me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, girl, like, please don't. Like, this is not, I'm not trying to get my feelings hurt. Like, yeah. it's like, I'm just curious. Like, is it serious? Like, that's the line in the song. Right. It's like, what's going on? And like, please, like, you're an older woman. Like, you should be mature enough to figure it out. And it's fine if people don't know who they are and whatever, right. because everyone's figuring themselves out. But please don't involve me in that chaos. And please have I need to have enough self-respect to know when to walk away when things are getting a little cray-cray.
Yeah.
And so yeah. that was the whole point of the music video, where it was like the games were getting way too much. And it was like it was borderline lied to. And so I was just like, you know, I need to respect myself and get out of these games and yeah. walk away.
Yeah. Which and is it's hard important. To
do too. And games are fun. We yeah. love games. You know,
games, yeah.
But you got to walk away at some point when you're sacrificing yourself.
Yes.
You know, your needs are.
Are you good at the walk away? Have you mastered that art?
No. I'm sensitive. So I get my feelings hurt yeah. immediately. Like,
yeah.
and I'm like, need communication. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm upfront.
Yeah.
And I scare people with that. I'll be like, this is how I feel. Blah, blah, blah. Like, what are you in or not? Like,
so
what is that?
You're not a game player.
Right.
No.
You might be involved in someone else's game, but you're not running the game.
Correct. Yeah. People like to involve me in the games.
You're doing too much.
Yeah. No, true. I don't have time.
No.
I don't have the energy.
What I love about one of the things I love about this video is it's so like on the surface, it's just like a relationship video, like feelings mm-hmm. and wanting this girl and, mm-hmm. you know, asking, is it serious? Are you into this guy? Mm-hmm. And it's super just like pop and lighthearted mm-hmm. and all of that. But what you guys just described is a more complex kind of dynamic that I, as someone, I was like, oh, so it was about an ex-girlfriend and a boyfriend. It's like so much more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. And I just love that it's sort of tackling.
I feel like you're not relating to it so much because it's
I had the question
specific to two women.
I almost do. I had the question, like, is that dynamic
this is getting deep.
Is the dynamic of an ex hookup or an ex, you know, significant other different for two women, you know, because of that added element of like, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about she might be not really owning up to true feelings. And just the levels that goes into that, like, that we're addressed, are addressed in such a just a fun way in that video.
But that's what's fun about music videos. Is so, like, yeah, I have all of, like, if you were to ask me, like, I could talk about hours and they could go super deep. But then also can be surface level.
Right.
Like, but that's what's fun about music videos is, like, everyone can interpret them differently. And so I want everyone, no matter who you like, to be able to watch the video and be like, I can relate. Like,
right. It doesn't have to be about all this stuff.
Yeah. And, like, for women that like women, if they watch the video, they're like, oh, girl, like, I've been there. Like, this is complicated.
Right.
And if you don't like girls, you like guys or whoever, you're like, oh, my God. Like,
I totally feel that.
I feel that, too. Like, people playing games, blah, blah, blah. And like, that's the whole point.
There's not this, like, sort of more emo, you know, tragic vibe to
it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. Because everyone, and that's my point with my music as well, like, yes, like, it's great. I have this connection and I've found, like, my people and group of fans, but also, like, I want to be able to connect and relate to everyone, too, because everyone, music, you know, everyone can relate to music, and also everyone can just relate to feelings, and everyone can relate to people playing games.
Right, right.
And everyone's had that person playing games and they get caught or whatever it is. Right. Or it's like, you know, listen, like, and you have to walk away and respect yourself. And so, you know, that's something that we can all relate to and be like, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, girl, I've been there. I will tell you, the game that can be played non-verbally between two women in a room is different. I think it's another level.
I wonder that and I believe that.
Yeah.
No, that's just fascinating to see.
I don't know.
You wouldn't say that.
I don't know because I don't know what the game is between a woman and a man.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think women can fuck with each other especially well, having had both experiences. Anyway, let's move.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want to talk about the choreography in that video.
Okay.
That's sick. Who did
Thank
that?
You. How do I say his last name? What? No, Anjay. Scrooby.
Scrooby?
Anjay Scrooby. He is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm so glad I found him because I'm very intense and he's very intense.
Uh-huh.
And we just like.
I feel like that could go badly though.
It could go badly. And when I met him, I was like, oh God. And I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Like we just clicked and like, yeah. So he did all the choreography and.
Are you a dancer?
So much,
is this something
I used to
that
be
you,
a dancer. I'm not going to say I'm a dancer. I used to be a dancer growing up.
You're a dancer
up.
In that video.
Yeah. Thank you so
and
much.
And on a lot of videos. I mean, dance is like a huge thing that also communicates the story.
Mm. I love dancing. I grew up dancing.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to find a way to incorporate dancing in my music, and I haven't. I've been trying to like create music that I could be able to dance to, and I finally like made that happen.
Yeah.
So this was like the moment. So I'm trying to incorporate dance more because I used to like hip hop dance, you know, the whole thing, whatever. So I was like, okay, like this is my moment. Like let's get that back in there a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. And you know, like I used to love watching like Janet Jackson and Britney Spears, like just like killing it and like doing those like classic moves. And so I really wanted to have those like dance breaks in there.
Yeah. Am I correct? Were you being serious when you tweeted that your mom did the choreography and I, Tanya?
Oh yeah, my mom's a boss. My mom's an ice skating choreographer.
What?
And director. Yeah, she's a 2-time Emmy Award winning boss. So she does like, she's like queen of ice skating. She just got inducted to the World Hall of Fame, and so she's
a figure skater.
Yeah, well, she's a choreographer. She was a she was a figure skater, but then choreographer. She was in the ice capades and all that stuff. But so she does all of like anything ice skate. She did like Blades of Glory, and I taught. She did opening and closing ceremonies at the Olympics, and so anything like ice related, my mom's done.
Okay.
So she trained Margot for Itania, and so she's getting like all these like articles and stuff.
Such an amazing little factoid really about you and your
family. And I was like, "Mom, this is so cool!" And she's like, "I mean, like it's so cute."
Yeah, family of boss women.
She's like my big. She's very intense. It's. She was like, "I'm gonna drop by rehearsal." I was like, "Can you just stay home, please? Because I don't want you to come to rehearsal."
Why will she give feedback and she's, like?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's so funny.
Both my manager and I were like, "We're not ready yet. We're not ready for you to watch yet."
Anyway, I want to get back to you for a sec. How have you figured out how to craft such perfect pop songs?
Thank you.
You really seem to have it down.
I love melodies.
Yeah.
That's
what does it for you.
As a songwriter, and that's why, like, well, when I was, like, trying to figure out what kind of music I wanted to do, like, I mean, I used to think I was going to be, like, in a band like Arcade Fire. Like, I thought I was going to be, like,
more
really
like rock.
Left. Yeah, like, I thought. And then I just realized, like, I'm in love with melodies.
Uh-huh.
I'm in love with catchy melodies.
Yeah.
And as a songwriter, my biggest skill and gift is melodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why I've landed in the pop world.
Yeah.
Cause I love being able to hear a song and have it stick with you, but like also have it have emotion, you know, lyrically.
Yeah.
And
what's
it just
your
feels
process?
So good.
Yeah. Do you write on an instrument or computer?
No, I'm so technically challenged. I'm like that annoying like producer where I'm just like singing.
Oh,
I'm like,
I love.
Can we do like the doo-doo-doo-doo and that? Like I'm like so annoying.
I love to hear that from a director, especially.
It
was like intimidating. Like, are you that way with like gear and like filmmaking stuff too? Like, or is it more just computers?
Yeah, I'm just more computer stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I just don't do the tech stuff.
So yeah. How do you, when you hear a melody, what do you do?
Well, with songwriting process, we go in and start with like a beat. Then
that's what comes first?
Well, yeah, because I really love rhythm.
Yeah.
And so like I love finding melody within space.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll scat the melody over the beat. And then lyrics are last.
Wow.
Feel like if you do the lyrics first, you're putting yourself in a box, and if you want to, the music tells you the song's going to be about something else, then you're stuck. You've put yourself in a box somewhere else, and so it's always
that's
beat, melody, and then the lyrics are last.
I guess that makes sense. That's almost as close to a description for a formula for good songwriting as I've heard.
Yeah. So that's nice. It sounds like it's, you know what the process is. You're not like, how is this going to come, this next thing?
Yeah, waiting for the muse to land.
Well, because most of the time the melody, like if you're singing like, la, 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 or whatever, and like the melody will tell you what the word's going to be. If you hear like ah or like e, the e and like the e is going to be like knee. Like it tells you like what the word is going to be.
Right.
And then it like... It's almost
build
like the
around.
Melody is telling you what the song is going to be about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of. So
that's awesome.
That's just how I've always done it.
Yeah. I'm so happy that you're making the kind of music that you're making, because it's such a good vehicle to get all this important messaging and representation in, you know? Thanks. It's like very accessible, exciting music that anyone can grasp, you know? Because that's part of like trying to mainstream representation,
yeah,
is absolutely. To like put it into genres that cuts a wide swath.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you feel completely comfortable being that role model, or are there ways where you're like, oh man, now everyone's going to be looking at me and I can't do this or I can't be that.
Can't fuck up anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a bad kid.
Right. It seems like that wouldn't really be an issue, but do you have to be more conscious of that in a way?
I don't feel confined.
Yeah.
I feel excited. If anything, I feel freer.
I was going to say, you're a role model for being yourself and being open about who you are. So that should feel freeing.
Yeah, like I feel more supported that the fact that people are listening and are discovering me, I feel freer to be myself, because it's like, oh, like people like who I am.
Yeah. Is there a limit you could even go further that you're not yet comfortable with? Or are you just like, I'm there. Do you feel...
I feel like we all can grow. I mean, I'm just scratching the surface and like getting my bearings and like, you know, just like entering this new chapter of my dreams. So we'll see where that takes me.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. So I don't feel like confined or like, oh God, now I can't, you know, pick my nose in public or whatever, because I'm always going to do that.
Lesbian Jesus can pick her nose in public.
Always going to happen. But
Lesbian Jesus is the best.
It was a fan.
I don't know who made that up.
So good.
But it's weird that it's like caught.
Yeah.
Like people, you should see like the Photoshop. My fans are so talented. I'm like, who is doing this? Can I hire
you?
You're
like, am I Jesus? That looks
my
very
ads. Like, what is this? Like, this is great. I'm like, you're so talented.
I know.
And like the word, like they were like, they'll be like, it's not curious, it's querious. And like they think of like all of these like cute like
it's a whole lexicon
like,
for you.
I'm like, you guys, they're so smart. I'm like, you're hired.
Do you have a name for your fans?
Like they're called the Kyokians. Nah. They named themselves.
That's the fan army. I like
it. Back in 2013.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
You know, ripe age. Ripe year of 2013.
Right.
The good old days.
The good old days.
They were the good old days.
Yeah. Sigh.
All right. So March 30th is the album release, right?
Yeah. Expectations. Mm-hmm. I just got like nervous when you say, I get nervous every time someone says
Because does that
date.
Feel really soon? It is really
soon. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I just get nervous because I'm just like, oh,
for what?
I don't know.
Yeah, what part of it?
I don't know. It's nerve-wracking. It's like I'm constantly like approving things and like looking through the lyrics. I was telling someone else, like, it's like a school project on crack and it like never ends. Like, it's like you're like proofing everything and like making sure it's, and it feels like it's done, but it's never done until like. So I guess when my nerves are coming from, like, once it's in my hand, it's like I'm going to probably
relax.
Just like cry.
Yeah.
I'll be like.
A good cry, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, a healthy cry.
But I'm excited. It's you know.
We're excited.
Yeah. Do you have any more videos in the can?
Yeah, girl.
Okay.
You know, I've been like, last year was like crazy. It was like a music video one after it. I was like trying to like rank them in because I knew this year was all going to be, I'm going on tour.
Right.
And I'm just going to be touring this whole year. And I was like, I'm not going to have any time to shoot music right now. So it was like Feelings.
Banked
and
Man, that one take. Feelings was the one take. Was it actually one take?
One take.
One take.
Everyone was like, it's not one take. There's fake cuts. And I'm like,
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm like,
way
it's
to challenge
one take.
Yourself.
Damn. How many takes did you shoot?
We did 8.
Okay.
And then the one
That's
that
impressive.
We released is the 8th take.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know,
you get
last, the last shot, man, is always the
it's
one.
The best.
Yeah.
So badass.
Or the first. Normally the first or the last is normally the best.
But you know it when you have it, and then you stop.
But, yeah, I have a new music video coming out. I think it's going to come out around when the album comes out. But
okay.
That one. they don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that one. That's going to be really awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool.
We're so excited.
Yeah, can't wait. All right, Haley, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. Girl, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Likewise.
Thank you so much. No, don't you worry, I can handle it. If you let them touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you.